Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening to this podcast here at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Christina Gonzalez. It's Wednesday, December 30th, and head coach Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots took questions from the Houston media via conference call.
I know you haven't asked this question all week, so I may be the first to ask it. Are you starting Brady Sunday and Moss and Wilker?
I would expect they'd be there. Is that your fantasy football team, John?
Yes, I got them all on my fantasy team.
Okay.
I need you to start them. Hey, Bill, what is your, when you got to the end in 07, if I remember correctly, did you hesitate at all about playing your guys?
Yeah, you know, John, right now, just really thinking about getting ready for Houston. Whatever we did what we felt was best for our football team. And that's what we'll always do, is what's best for this team. So, you know, right now we're just trying to get ready to play the Texans, and that's a big challenge for us.
Kubiak said that he thought you would play your guys because you looked so good Sunday, and you would want to continue that. Was that your best game offensively?
You know, I think we did a lot of good things in the game. You know, it wasn't perfect. Certainly fumbling on the 1 yard line, you know, going in, that wasn't what we were looking for. And, you know, we had some other things that we could have done a better job of, third down. But, you know, overall it was a solid performance, and we'll take it against a good Jacksonville team. As you know from, you know, seeing them, they do a good job. So we're happy with a win, but, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. That's, you know, we got a new challenge this week against a whole different matchup. And, you know, Houston's a team we're not really very familiar with. We haven't played them in a while, and that's a lot different than when we played them in 06 anyway. So, you know, this will have to take on its own, a life of its own here.
What are your thoughts on Schaub's development this year that you've seen?
I think he's had an outstanding year. I mean, leading the league in passing yards, getting the ball to a lot of different receivers, making big plays every week. I think he's very efficient, mobile, you know, can make some plays with his feet, get out of the pocket and pick up a first down or buy more time to run. You know, he's got a high completion percentage. He's done a great job, and they have a very good offensive system. You know, Gary does an excellent job with the passing game and the running game of, you know, play action and, you know, possession throws, screen game, things like that, and then down the field throws on and make a lot of big plays on posts and over routes and post corners and things like that. So they really give you a lot to defend defensively in the passing game, and Schaub's done a great job with it, and he's got, you know, excellent receivers, backs, and tight ends that, you know, have all been productive. And their pass protection has been good. You know, for the most part, he's played without a lot of pressure back there. So, you know, it's an outstanding offense.
What do you remember about the game Schaub played against you guys for Atlanta?
He had a big day. Threw the ball over the place. We couldn't stop. Ran, you know, got out of the pocket a couple times, scrambled. But, you know, he was poised, accurate, and made good decisions. He had an excellent day against us.
You've always had an appreciation for linebackers. What do you think about what you've seen on Cushing, and has he done what you expected when you guys scouted him?
You know, I think he's certainly had a productive year. You know, made some big plays, got, you know, three or four interceptions, whatever it is. They use him in a lot of different ways, rushing the passer, in some man coverage situations where he goes up on the line of scrimmage and, you know, takes tight ends, blitzes. I think he's, you know, he's strong, he's physical, he's a pretty good tackler. I think he's a good complement to Ryan's, who's, you know, who's just outstanding. I mean, he's as good as any, you know, any middle linebacker we played against all year. We've seen in a while. He's tremendous. But I think that, you know, those two guys complement each other. I think their skills are a little bit different, but they go together well. And you know, I think Coach Bush uses them effectively in their defensive scheme.
Is there anything in particular you want to see from your team this week before you get into the playoffs?
Same thing I like to see from them every week. we have a good week of preparation, and we go out and execute to the best level we can.
Last year, Bill, Dante conducted the University of Houston's workout, and he spent a lot of time with Sebastian, and I know you guys drafted him in the second round. What's been his progress?
He's really had a good year for us, John. Played both sides for us, played left tackle, and when Light got hurt, played a number of games there, and then when Matt came back, he played over on the right side, and he's played there the last couple of weeks. Nick's been out. Nick Kazzer's been out. But he's really developed well. Good tools, big, long arms, real good size, good feet. It's unusual to, as you know, to see tackles that are kind of almost equally playing right and left side to be powerful enough on the right side and be athletic enough on the left side to handle those speed rushers. And, you know, he's been able to do both for us. You know, didn't have a great football background, but, you know, has picked things up very well. I mean, he's really kind of a late bloomer. I thought his senior year was a lot better than his junior year. Even the second half of his senior year, Houston was a lot better than the first half, and he has continued to make that kind of progress, you know, for us this season through the spring and then training camp and now into the regular season. So, you know, he's done a good job. Our receiver coach, Chad O'Shea's father, Mike, you know, is the trainer there. And so, you know, he certainly gave us some insight into Sebastian's work ethic and toughness and dependability and intelligence and all those things, which are, you know, big strong points for him. And, you know, I'm glad we have him. He's really done a good job for us, and he's come a long way. I think he's got a real good future ahead of him.
When Wes Welker came out of Tech, did you could try to sign him? And what happened between the time he came out and those 2 years that made you think so highly of him that you made that deal?
Well, you know, it's funny. We drafted a player from Texas Tech that year. We drafted the quarterback, Cliff Kingsbury. And so, obviously, I wasn't smart enough to see Welker's talent coming out. Then when he went to San Diego and they released him, we talked about him and, you know, we thought about it, and it kind of came back to the same thing of, you know, there's no question about his production and his quickness and all that. You just worry a little bit about, you know, his overall size and that. And then you kind of think, okay, well, another team released him, so, you know, it must not have been that great. And then Miami's got him, and then we're trying to play against them, and we can't cover him, and we can't tackle him on punt returns. And you know, we tried to double him, and we still really couldn't cover him. And so we saw firsthand, you know, how difficult it was to play against him. And then during the restricted period, we were able to, you know, work out a trade and compensation with Miami to get him for a second-round pick, second and a seventh. And, you know, we felt like that was a good value to our team. And at that point, we were kind of losing Troy Brown. That was toward the end of Troy's career. I think he played one more year after that. But, you know, Wes has stepped into that slot position and been very productive for us. So, you know, we saw it in college like everybody did. And like everybody that didn't draft him probably were, you know, swayed too much by his size or lack of it. And certainly he's got enough other attributes like his hands, his quickness, his toughness, his instinctiveness, his route running ability that he's more than overcome that.
I guess nobody else will ever ask you this question, but Floyd, when you hired Floyd, what, you know, you were Billy when y'all first met. What has Floyd meant to your personnel department? Why'd you hire him? What does he do? And what's his future with you? Because his name's being mentioned for some of these GM jobs.
Well, I'm Billy to Floyd. Floyd was great energy when I was at the Lions. He was had been there, I think, a year before I got there. He's a couple years older, but we lived a couple blocks away from each other. And you know, he's really kind of helped me when I came into the league as far as just, you know, working hard and things to pick up and what he'd learned. And he was the weight coach and coached on special teams and helped coach the linebackers with, you know, Jerry Glanville and Fritz Schirmer and those guys. And we've always maintained a close relationship since those 2 years in Detroit, even though we had kind of gone our separate ways. And of course, when Scott went to Kansas City, we had a, you know, kind of provided an opening here. He was interested in it, and we certainly had interest in him and his experience. And he's brought a lot to our entire organization in terms of experience and handling situations that come up through the course of the year with players and the league and so forth. You know, he's dealt with all that through his career as an assistant general manager and then general manager with the, you know, the Oilers and then the Titans. So, you know, Floyd's background as a coach and as a general manager and as an administrator and as a on-the-field coach, you know, it's really been invaluable. He's given me a lot of insight and guidance. I talk to him on a regular basis, and he always, you know, has observations and input that, you know, helps me and gives me a perspective that, you know, I probably don't get from anybody else. I think he has a lot of insight into the game and certainly to our team. You know, he's developed a lot of young players, and he's had a lot of veteran players through the course of his career, and, you know, just perspectives on those guys and transition and all that. It's been great. So, what the future is, I don't know. Right now the future is, you know, the Houston Texans. That's the future Sunday at 1 o'clock. So, there's league rules and procedures in place to handle all the various things that you talked about, and whatever those are, we'll follow them if and when they come up.
Bill, what has been, after going 11-5 and not making the playoffs, what has been the most rewarding part of this season for you?
I'm knowing that we're going to be in the playoffs.
How hard was that last year for you?
Well, it was tough. You know, you look at the history of how many teams with that record, you know, haven't been in postseason play, and you know, it definitely wouldn't have been the case this year. But, you know, that's football. Last year we didn't beat the teams that we needed to beat. They beat us, and that's why they were in the playoffs instead of us. So, you know, I don't have any bones with the system or anything. We just didn't do enough to get in there last year. But, you know, you've been in the playoffs for a few years, and then you're not in them. I guess it gives you a little bit more of an appreciation of being in them. Not that we didn't appreciate it, but, you know, it's just harder to, you know, to not be part of the postseason when you've been in it for several years. So, you know, we were proud to be able to clinch the AFC East last week. And we know we still got a lot of work ahead, and we're playing, you know, a real good football team this week, you know, on the road, you know, which hasn't been a great place for us to play this year. You know, in a good, real good competitive environment. And, you know, I hope we can go down there and be competitive and play well on Sunday.
At what point did you see the Tom Brady you saw before the injury?
You know, Tom's done everything all year for us that everybody else has done. He was in all the off-season program workouts. He was in all the spring camps. Didn't miss any days in training camp, preseason games, all that. He's done everything everybody else has done, and I'd say he's kept pace. He's never fallen behind. We never had to modify anything or say, well, you know, Tom can't do this, or this is bothering him, and he can't do that. So, really, from day one, he's done everything that every other player on the team has done, and everything he's done at his position in the past. So, there's really hasn't ever been a time where I think we've looked at him and, well, he just doesn't look like Tom Brady. He does look like Tom Brady from our first practice back in May.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much. Anybody got anything else? One more.
Hey, Bill, both Tom and Matt entered the league both as backup quarterbacks, but have since shown that they're very productive. Do you see any similarities between the two?
The big similarity is when they had an opportunity to perform, they played well. And, you know, my first year in the league, I mean, Coach Marsh Broda used to always talk about, yeah, how important it is to be prepared, and you never know when your opportunity is going to come, whatever it is, whether that's a player or, you know, an assistant coach to be a head coach or a backup quarterback to be the starting quarterback or whatever it is. You just never know when that's going to happen. And when it does, the most important thing is for you to be prepared. And so if you're prepared and it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years for that to happen, you know, you're better off that way than not being prepared and then getting the opportunity and missing a chance. And I think the one thing about Tom and Matt that you can say is that those guys worked hard in the roles that they had. And, you know, when they did have an opportunity to play, whether it was for a few plays or for a season, you know, they did it. And I think, you know, when you watch Shaw play now and you watch the Texans play, you know, we've seen some good passing offenses this year, like Indianapolis and New Orleans and Houston. That's what you see. You see a quarterback and an offensive system that are efficient, that attack you in a lot of different ways, that, you know, give you a lot of different things to defend and continue to, you know, create problems moving the ball up and down the field. And it's not just one thing. And, you know, part of that's the offensive system, part of that's the quarterback, part of it's the, you know, the other players that are around them. But, you know, collectively it's all good, and he plays a big part in it.
Thank you.
Bill, thank you very much. Travel safe.
All right, thanks. See you Sunday.